Facebook page or email us at visionhealthvolunteers@gmail.com.
So you're a member of CITR in Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR in Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sakura's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 2nd of November, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we'll preview Friday Night Freak Show, a brand new cabaret of the weird and wonderful at the Havana tonight. And we'll talk to friend of the show, Tanya Mathavanan of Enigma Theater and director of The How and the Why, Sarah Treem's play about evolutionary biology and why women menstruate. Well, we'll let you know anyway. Plus, with the usual call board and lots of local music, it's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Tanya is here. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Where are you? You should be here. Say that again.
Hi.
There it is.
Okay.
Got this thing going. This is always how it starts. I think I know what I'm doing. Everything's comfortable, and I hit the wrong button, and everything goes to the heck.
Ah, well, it happens.
Anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you've got this show, The How and the Why, coming up. So tell us a little bit about sort of what the story is, what the breakdown, what's it all about?
Well, in sort of its simplest form, it's about this young grad student called Rachel. She's in evolutionary biology. She goes to visit this pioneer of the field called Zelda, and she has this radical new hypothesis about why women menstruate. We know the how, we don't know the why. That's why it's called the how and the why. But this theory just happens to contradict Zelda's own groundbreaking work, the grandmother hypothesis. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool show, and it talks way more than just about science, about feminism, career, women in the field, and the sacrifices that women have to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean initial premise about the young student challenging the mentor. I mean, that's basically what science is about.
Yes,
someone comes out and says, "This is what the evidence tells me. Prove me I'm wrong."
Yes.
But when you sort of reach a certain height, you've achieved this stature because you've got this groundbreaking theory, and somebody comes along and chips it away. It also hits the ego pretty hard.
Yeah, it does. There's actually this line in the play, and oh dear, I'm probably going to misquote it, but where Zelda says, according to Max Gluckman, science is about the fool of this generation trying to surpass the genius of last generation. <That's>, not verbatim.
No, but that's
close
kind
enough.
Of, that puts it in a nutshell. Yeah. So where did you find this play? How did you come across it?
I basically, every November, I sort of read every play I can come up with.
Yeah.
And I came across this one. I sort of look for smaller cast, you know, something that independent theater, you know, not-for-profit company can produce. And I came across this one. And I don't actually think it's been produced in Canada before. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it a Vancouver premiere just because I'm not 100% sure. But it hasn't been produced here before. And it was just so fascinating. And it's just two women on stage the entire time talking about all of these issues that are so pertinent today. And it just fascinated me because it's just them. Raw.
It's just the conversation.
And it gets really personal.
Yeah.
It gets very personal. It's about family. It's about feminism. It's about what it means to be a woman even today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge for a director, too, when you've just got two people on stage talking.
Yes.
You know, it's called acting, but they're not really doing much action.
They're not, no. Yeah. And one act in particular is basically just them sitting and talking for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And there is, I think, as much of a challenge in that, just having two people raw on stage with no safety net, as there is in, like, a giant cast of people.
Yeah. Yeah. But just in the idea that there's nothing really happening, but it's all happening in the conversation.
It's in the conversation. Yeah. There's so many layers, and it's still so dynamic. And actually, that's what makes it really challenging. Is the play itself, when you read it, is so engaging and dynamic. But in order to do that without necessarily having that much, you know, blocking and movement and stuff,
it's
tonally, it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got to sort of find in the text what's
and you really have to know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah. So there's another question, like, you know, it's evolutionary biology. It's what kind of research did you have to do to?
These are actually real theories too.
Mm-hmm.
The theory on menstruation was sort of posited by Margie Perfet in the 90s. It's since fallen out of favor, but it was this huge thing that got her on, you know, Time magazine and all of these Vogue covers. And the grandmother hypothesis has been around for a very long time.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. What is the grandmother hypothesis?
The grandmother hypothesis is, to boil it down to the simplest form.
Yeah, and you can misquote if you like.
It's sort of the idea of women. There had been an idea for a long time that women didn't have a biological purpose past menopause.
Yeah.
And that basically that's all their function was to breed.
Yeah.
And then came along the grandmother hypothesis that said, no, women evolved to live that long and to live past menopause in order to take care of their children's children, because their mothers had other children and didn't have the enough energy to spend taking care of all the children. So here's a woman without responsibilities, without having to, you know, this is in prehistoric times.
Yeah,
so
yeah. No.
Having to reproduce, who could look after all of these other children and allow them to have childhoods, allow them to grow smart without having to just worry about, you know, scavenging for food.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. It factors in things like social development and even intellectual development.
Exactly, and yeah. interpersonal development mm-hmm. and all sorts of creating society. I think Zelda calls it women evolved to live longer and as consequence created humanity.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. So it's not that we are secondary. It's not that we are biologically inferior. We have a purpose, a very important
An essential purpose.
In society. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not lesser.
Right.
Yes.
Wow. So what is the new hypothesis that chips away at this?
So the new hypothesis, in a way, is very radical because it posits that women menstruate to counter the toxicity of sperm.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, and in some ways it counters Zelda's hypothesis, grandmother hypothesis, because then the menopause issue comes into play.
Well, of course, yeah.
Right? So then the two of them sort of go at it, and they have a much more deeper secrets get revealed along the way.
Yeah.
Where, yes, they have a more personal relationship than we thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite a conflict.
Yes.
That leaves for some pretty interesting discussion.
Yeah. And it's very emotional. It's surprisingly emotional.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about it. It's both cerebral and it's visceral.
Yeah. And you've got two great actors.
I do, yes.
Doing this. Who is it?
Yes. Annie Arbuckle plays Rachel.
Yeah.
And I adore her. She was in my very first show with Enigma Theater, No Exit. She's a wonderful young talent.
Yeah.
And then we've got Bronwyn Smith, who you know as well.
Oh, yeah. No, Bronwyn's been a friend for years.
Fantastic. And, yeah. Just wonderful actress. I actually approached her for the role.
Mm-hmm.
She is a bit younger than the actual character. She's a good decade younger. But she just embodies Zelda's power and confidence and still vulnerability.
Yeah.
You know, just so beautifully that I knew the moment she read that she was Zelda.
Mm-hmm. Great. So where can we see it?
You can see it on Granville Island, mm-hmm. Studio 1398.
Right.
It opens on November 13th. It plays for six shows, so all the way to November 17th.
Yeah.
And there are two shows on November 17th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m.
All right. Tanya Mathavanan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait for this. This is this looks like a pretty powerful evening of... evening of entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's the How and the Why, and it's, as you say, it's at Studio 1398, and people can find out more by going to, you've got a Facebook page.
Yes.
And you've got the Enigma Theater page, and Enigma is spelled A-E-N-I-G-M-A theater.com. Mm-hmm. And we've got, we'll link it up on the Facebook page and all the rest
awesome.
Of that stuff.
Awesome. And you can also get tickets at theaterwire.com.
All right. There we go. Okay. So let's move on now. Some great friends of the show, another actor that I've known for years, Missy Cross, is part of a band called Wooden Horsemen. And let me just find the song. There it is. And they've got a brand new CD coming out, and they're doing a release party tomorrow night at the Wise Hall, along with some other friends like Jody Peck and Maren Patenode. So, give you a sample of what Wooden Horsemen sounds like. By fire. Alrighty there. There we are. Where am I? There I am. Sometimes I just don't know what I'm doing. On the phone right now is Sarah Grummet. Hi, Sarah. Are you there? There you are. Hi.
Hi.
There you go. I've only been doing this for 4 years, you know. Anyway, here's the pitch. Have you ever been to a summer camp, took a shit in the woods and wiped using pages from your guidebook, speared the patriarchy on a hot dog stick and toasted over roaring fire? Then join us for an adventure through the untamed forest of dating, sex, bushcraft, and campfire songs. It's the Friday Night Freak Show at the Havana Theater. It's going on tonight. Sounds like fun.
That's actually the pitch for my other show.
Oh, it is. You're right. You're right.
Summer.
You're right. I am. I really am out of
that's okay. Out of step. I'm sure we're going to roast the patriarchy tonight at the Freak Show. Anyways.
All right. Tell us about the Freak Show then.
So the Freak Show is a brand new cabaret starting at the Havana, and our first show's tonight. And so it's all of the weird and wonderful, unexpected and uncurated acts from across Vancouver.
Wow.
And we've got clown, we've got music, we've got burlesque and drag and sketch comedy, and all of these acts are created and performed by independent performers and artists, and they're all centered around... So I kind of give them a theme of All Souls Day, and then people bring me what they've got, and we put it all together, and we have a lot of fun with the audience.
Wow! So what kind of acts have you gathered up?
So we've got some music coming, we've got some sketch comedy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, specifically, who are some of the performers?
We've got Tom Van Duren from Small Town Artillery coming.
Uh-huh.
We've got Jeff Leard and Corey T-Bear. We've got a lot of people that performed on the Fringe. So Corey from Awkward Hug is going to be telling us some scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Katie. Oh, what's her last name? Katie Moore, who does a sketch show called Prairie Trash.
Right.
She's going to be doing one of her new characters, Codric. And I'm really excited. We've got a lot of the indie fringe people. We've also got Alex and Carly from Monster Theater coming to do an autopsy.
A live autopsy on stage.
Yes.
Oh, can't miss that.
Yeah. So it's going to be a very silly but spooky night acts, a variety acts, and it's great because it's pay what you can. It's sliding scale, $10 to $15 of Atlanta. So we try and make it accessible for everybody to come see and come play with us.
Mm-hmm. So it's happening at the Havana.
Sure is.
What time?
10:30. Doors are at 10. Show's at 10:30. And we strongly encourage everyone to wear their Halloween costumes if you're not Halloweened out. I know I barely got a chance to wear mine, so I'm going to be dressed up.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a long Halloween weekend.
It really is.
And you know, we still have the Day of the Dead and Guy Fawkes Day on Monday, so you know, we can extend all the way through the weekend.
Yeah, well, today's All Souls Day. So
exactly.
We're gonna get spooky on All Souls Day.
Cool. Can people get tickets in advance, or is it just pay at the door?
They sure can through the Havana website.
Mm-hmm.
There's an option to buy in advance. We also have them at the door. There is only about 60 seats, and we're probably about half sold. So I would say get your tickets in advance. This sounds like fun, and if you want to come play with us, it's going to be a really fun show.
Great. Well, have a great time. Thanks for thanks for telling us about it. And we'll see you there.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Great. Thanks a lot. Sometimes things are just crazy around here, I tell you that much. Okay, where are we now? Oh, yeah. There's a show coming up with a couple of great local acts. Edmonton Block Heater and the great We Found a Lovebird. And I'm marking time here because I have to find the notice. Here it is. It's coming up on the 24th. So we got a couple more weeks to go. But this is a show coming up at Lanaloo's in about 3 weeks. And so if you've never heard Edmonton Block Heater before, listen.
Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Attention all podcasters and podcast fans.
The Vancouver Podcast Festival is happening this November, bringing you
workshops, panels, and live tapings from some of your favorite shows.
Programming includes evening shows at the Rio Theater from some of the most popular podcasts around, including You Must Remember This, Uncover, Escaping Nexium, In the Dark, and The Allusionists. Plus, there's also free daytime events at the Vancouver Public Library. Find out more, including information about student rates, at www.vanpodfest.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. And this is a show that's it's been going on at Pacific Theater. We haven't really talked much about it, but it's going for another week, and I should let you know about it. It's called The Wolves. It's a guest production at Pacific, a co-production of With a Spoon Theater in association with Rumble Theater. And it's about a pack of teenage girls who are preparing to go do battle on the soccer field. In the exhilaration of adolescence, they grapple with everything from pop culture to politics, discovering their identities as individuals and as a team who will come out on top. This is let's see, who wrote it? Sarah DeLappe. And it's directed by Jamie King. And it's got a pretty solid cast of young Vancouver actors, including Georgia Beatty, Danielle Clout, Kim Larson, Paige Louder, and so on. And Tanya Dixon Warren is in there as well. Great friend of the show, great local actor, and a real solid foundation for the rest of the cast. So do not miss The Wolves at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock in Vancouver. Let's play some more music now. This is our friends Coldwater Road.
The most amazing sound as they beat themselves into the ground and leave the holes where we will spend the night. Hungry and blind, way out beyond the line, our heads are hiding 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding, some of us are burned, none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Horses and guns and trucks by the hundreds thrown into the fire from either side. Fathers and sons and millions of husbands sunken 6 feet out of sight. Some of us are bleeding and some of us are burned and none of us are following the fight. Some will soon be leaving, some are swallowed by the earth, left behind 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Oh, 6 feet out of sight. Don't smoke the rations tonight. Tonight, assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. When we are captured, I hope they are kind, and I hope that the wounded are quiet. Don't smoke your rations tonight. Assisting the aim of the enemy snipers. And when we are captured, I hope they are kind, and I hope that the wounded are quiet.
Miscellaneous Productions is putting together an event next week, next Thursday night, and it goes along with film and theater because it's a film version of a theater production. Last year, Miscellaneous produced a play called Monsters, which is a community-engaged musical theater work loosely based on Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It's a play within a play featuring monsters from all over the world. Monsters explores how and why a community creates and supports a, quote, monster, how collusion functions, and how people are often attracted to individuals with loud, brash, forceful, or aggressive personalities. Not that we have anyone particular in mind.
LGBTQ.
And so this show was produced last year, and they got a grant from Heritage Canada's Interaction Multiculturalism Funding Program to make a film document of the production. And that film is going to be shown on Thursday night at the Annex, which is at 823 Seymour Street in downtown Vancouver. And it's also going to be preceded by another film. It's the short film called Ghosts of Productions Past, a new and nasty feminist satire on the whiteness of the Canadian theater scene. Hashtag Me Too, hashtag Time's Up, and the recent disturbing events at various North American theater companies. Funded by the Vancouver Foundation and featuring the Next Generation team, Miscellaneous Productions Youth Alumni, alongside professional actors, Ghosts of Productions Past will be shown, as I said, before the presentation of Monsters. And then following the screening of Monsters, there will be a youth-only, youth-moderated, and adult-only conversations about the two films along with some sushi and non-alcoholic beverage. So all this is going on Thursday night. The doors open at 6. The screening starts at 7. It's at the Annex, 823 Seymour Street. And if you want to find out more, there's a Facebook page, Miscellaneous Productions. And let's see, I think it's tickets are at the door. Yeah, there's no other website or anything for that on tickets. So, but we've got it shared on the website or on the Facebook page, so you can find out more about that. And as I said, that's going on Thursday night.
Oh my lord, I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Excuse me. Hi, I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah. You can do that at CITR and Discorder.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
an advertisement for
Finding the Funny
on CITR 101.9 Mondays 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at Finding Funny FM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits.
With your host, Nico McEwen.
On now at the Cults Historic, closing tomorrow night. It's The Ones We Leave Behind. An investigator of the public trustee, Abby Chung, is assigned for her first case to find the next of kin of an elderly woman named Beatrice who has died without any family friends to claim her. As Abby uncovers more details of Beatrice's lonely life, she is confronted by her own demons and is forced to face the mystery of her own life, the truth about her own father who walked out on her and her mother years ago. It features Jimmy Yee, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about Kim's Convenience, and several other great actors who don't have a list in front of me. Anyway, The Ones We Leave Behind, written by Loretta Cito, is on now at the Cults Historic. Tickets are on sale at thecults.com. It's also available on the Facebook, The Ones We Leave Behind. Don't want to miss that. This is someone who was played at the Fringe Festival. It's Rowan Porter.
So glad that I can tell you now exactly how I feel. Rising up from the bottom of my heart, where everything is beautiful. I don't fully understand this. This is bigger than my world, but it feels like everything I want. I believe I'm in love. bigger than my world, and it feels like everything I want, a million moments and tiny fires burning from the sun. I believe I'm in love.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that audiences and auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Monday, November 19th, it's AGM-a-palooza. It's the annual general meeting for New World Theatre, Electric Company Theatre, Rumble Theatre, the Chop Theatre, and the Frank Theatre Company, all united for the season's most exciting non-theatrical theatrical event. You attend the annual general meeting for five different theatre companies at once. It's your chance to get the inside the scoop on what these companies are up to and where they're going next. And then the speedy tag team part will be followed by breakout company specific meetings. The whole thing lasts like an hour at most, and then there's a big party afterwards. That's why you go for the party, but you know, or you go for the meeting, you stay for the party or something like that. Anyway, it's happening Monday 19th of November at a Progress Lab, which is 1422 William Street. In the Commercial Drive District. Doors open at 6:30. The meetings begin promptly at 7 o'clock with some very, very entertaining projection and displays and information. Then they go break off into the meetings. And the meetings are just like, you know, approve the minutes, approve the budget, elect new board members, and then adjourn, and then, you know, party afterwards. It costs $5 to go in, and that gives you a membership to all five theater companies. There is a cash bar on site, but no ATM. So bring some bucks. And if you are planning on going, go to their Facebook page to send an RSVP. But that's AGM-a-palooza 2018, Monday, November 19th. We got a call for submissions out from Theatre in the Way in Victoria. They've got a brand new piece called Secret E, and they're holding workshops. I think that's what it's pronounced. It's spelled secret and then a slash and then the E. So it could be secrete. I don't know. Anyway, it talks about the criminalization of HIV, which is when disclosure of HIV status does not occur between two otherwise consenting adults. Then it becomes, you know, a criminal assault. So there will be two workshops in November, the 29th and 30th, and then a staged reading on December the 1st at 5 o'clock. This is all going on in Victoria. Looking for three actors, one to play Billy, a woman in her 20s or early 30s, Guy, a man in his 20s or early 30s, and the officer, a somewhat older man. If you're interested in participating in this, and you're going to be in Victoria at the end of the month, contact Rick Waynes, and that's rickwaines@gmail.com. If you're interested in reading for the above roles and you want to learn more about the play and the characters. Circle Bright Productions is looking for a production manager for their upcoming production of The 39 Steps, which will be at the Norman Rothstein Theatre in March. Your duties include preparing the budget, maintaining the production schedule, contract and supervise production-related staff and designers, work with designers, direction and production staff, communicate with the TD at the Norman Rothstein Theater to make sure that everything runs smoothly. Participate in building and loading in as needed, and facilitate production meetings for the creative team. So it's an important job, and they're looking for someone to handle that. So contact Becky at CircleBrightProductions.com if you want to be a part of that, or just go to their website. I'm sure there's more information on it there. Submission deadline is the 23rd of November. Deep Cove Stage Society is looking for a man to play the Dame in their panto of Santa in Space at the Deep Cove Stage in December. The production runs December 15th to January 5th. If you want to find out more, you can send your email to santainspacepanto@gmail.com. Theater Replacement is letting you know about their new aesthetics performance intensive workshops that will be happening in July of next year. They're sending the word out now because it is something that will fill up quickly. Deadline application for the program is February 15th, which is sooner than you might think. If you want to find out more about this, it's the new aesthetics performance intensive at theaterreplacement.org. United Players of Vancouver holding auditions for Chimerica, directed by Brian Parkinson. That's happening in March. The auditions are this weekend, the 3rd and 4th, and then again next weekend on the 11th. They are looking for energetic and committed actors with various levels of experience who will work together to present the many different characters in this engaging story. Role details and sides will be included in the audition response. They do require actors who can speak both English and Mandarin. So keep that in mind. If you want to find out more, you can go to United Players of Vancouver website, or you can send an audition to chimerica.2019@protonmail.com and attach your resume and headshot to that. Surrey Little Theater is doing Night Watch by Lucille Fletcher. That's happening in January. The auditions are Sunday and Monday at Surrey Little Theater on 184th Street. They're looking specifically for four women in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, and two men in that age range. SurreyLittleTheater.com is the website for that. We've got Sticks and Stones Theater doing The Open House by Will Eno. That's happening in January. The auditions are next weekend, November 11th, at Green Thumb Theater, which is at 5522 McKinnon Street up in the Joyce and Kingsway area. Looking for actors playing, father and mother are both in their late 50s or early 60s. Daughter is in her late 20s, early 30s, and uncle is in 50s and 60s. The Open House is a play that offers a widely subversive and darkly hilarious take on the archetypical family drama. Send your headshot and resume to Zach at SAS Theater, Sticks and Stones Theater, .com. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Rabbit Hole by David Lindsay Hebert, and that's up in February, and the auditions are next weekend, November 11th and 14th, at the Burnie Lake Theatre in Queen's Park in New Westminster. The play deals with the ways family members survive a major loss, and it requires three females and two males. And that's, again, vagabondplayers.ca. Metro Theatre has Up and Coming by Eric Chappell. That's directed by Allison Schamberger. That's happening in February. The auditions are mid-November 12th and 13th at the Metro Theatre. It's 1370 Southwest Marine. Characters needed are two female and five male. And you can go to the Metro Theatre website for more about that. Distress Signal is a company that's producing a show called The Sacred Pigeon, an hour-long original sketch comedy commenting on religious beliefs and spiritual tendencies. They're looking for actors who are versatile and open to trying new things. Having strong comedic timing is a plus. It's directed by Kenneth Tynan. It's happening in January, and the auditions are at Go Studios, which is at 3rd and Main Street, number 2101 112 East 3rd Avenue, and that's on November 16th. Ideally, they're looking for three females and three males, so if you're interested, submit a small paragraph on who you are and what your acting or comedy experience is to distress.signal.comedy@gmail.com. Theater in the Country in Langley doing Michael Frayn's Noises Off. The production is in February. The auditions are November 19th and 20th. Theaterinthecountry.com/auditions to get details on that. And finally, we have our first call for a fringe show for 2019. It's Democracy by Brintz Mohan. And ironically, we said it right after a call for a Michael Frayn play. And of course, Michael Frayn wrote a play called Democracy. This isn't it. This is a brand new original piece by Bruce Mohan. And they are holding auditions in December and January, looking for three men and a woman between 25 and 40, but all playing characters roughly the same age. It's a 45-minute comedy about a doll maker and his wife who host their village's regional vote. And they must deal with a guerrilla who will cut off a finger of anyone who votes, and a government functionary who threatens 6 months in jail for anyone who doesn't vote. Turns out all four of them went to the same high school. And hilarity ensues. And of course, there's a moral lesson at the end, but no one loses a finger. So contact Bruce. His email address is bruce@dreamfilm.ca if you want to be a part of this show, Democracy, that's going to be at the Fringe for next year. And that's it. If you want details or on these or other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or the Vancouver Public Library website, vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Let's see. We got time for one more song here. Let's do this one.
You know it needs to happen, but we both hate the sound.
And that's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send us your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And remember, on Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock, and Nardwar, the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Tommy, dear, I can never be I can never be myself when you're around. Where are you going? Sunrise. sunset.